time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. In studio with me today, I've got Shelley Wright. She is the Executive Director of the Family Support and Children's Justice Center here in Price. And you know what? Whether you want to hear it or not, going back to school is right around the corner.
Yes, it is, Dave.
And they always do a great thing out there. They have what they call their back to school giveaway. It's coming up. And we brought her in to kind of talk about the event itself. And then, you know what? If you've got donations, if you would like to make a donation, we're going to let you know where you can take those and drop them off at. Shelley, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for inviting me.
Anytime. So let's talk about this back to school giveaway. You guys have done this for as long as I can remember.
This organization or this event has taken place since before my time. So, gosh, since 1996 or 1997, we've had a back to school or clothing giveaway. And up until like 10 years ago, we started to incorporate back to school items like backpacks and school supplies and what. So, we've been doing this for a good solid, I don't know, 25, 30 years.
It's a while. It's a while. So let's talk about this for just a moment. When is the event going to be?
Okay. The event will start on August 10th. It'll run from 9 to 4 p.m. on the 10th and 9 to 4 p.m. on August 11th.
Okay. And you, as you said, you'll have, you know, clothing there. You'll have some school supplies there, things like that. And you guys are really, you work off donations. So
yes.
If anybody out there is listening, what kind of things are you looking for? As far as clothing and school supplies.
Okay. So what we're trying to do, Dave, is help families that are really struggling financially. And we want their children to be able to go to school with as many new items as they can. And new backpacks are incredibly important because the zippers work. There's no holes. They're not dirty. And all kids deserve to have a brand new backpack. So please, if you're donating backpacks, try to make them brand new. If you have some that have been used, hopefully make sure they're clean. They don't have holes and the zippers work. And with clothes, we are accepting gently used clothes and new clothes. So we cannot accept clothes that have holes, stains, rips, broken zippers or buttons. We just won't be able to give those items away. Shoes have to be in really good condition, or you go out and buy one pair of shoes, buy a backpack. Obviously school supplies, brand new school supplies, notebooks, pens, pencils, erasers, three ring binders. We really need college ruled notebooks more than we need the wide ruled.
Okay, so all of those items, and then another item that, yes, it is summer, it's August, it's going to be warm, but maybe even a coat or a light jacket, things like that.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely, yeah, we will give everything away. If you have coats, jackets, boots, gloves, hats, this is the time to bring them, and we'll give them away to the community. Those of you who have handbags or purses and they're in pretty good condition, I mean, we have young people that will still use those as well. Blankets.
And the other thing, too, about this is it always seems like, because we used to always do it right when it was time to go school clothes shopping, about the first two or three weeks before that, we went through closets.
Yeah.
And this is the perfect time. If you happen to be going through your closets for your kids and you see something that you think might work, that's a great, those are the kinds of things that you guys are looking for.
Yes. And you can, if it's after hours or on weekends, we have a little shed and it actually has donation written on the shed. That is there's a little drop box window. You can open up the window and drop your items off.
Okay. So once again, this is August 10th and 11th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Is that going to be out at your place there on Fairgrounds Road?
It will actually be out at the event center again.
All right. And this year, you don't need to make an appointment or anything like that. It's just one of these things that let's show up and get you taken care
of,
really. Okay, so once again, if people have questions or anything about this, can they get a hold of you guys out at the Justice Center?
Yes, they can call 435-636-3739, extension 1.
All right. And if people want to take donations out there and give it to you, what are your hours out there during the day?
We are there from 8 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock at night, Monday through Friday.
Okay. And once again, you also said that you have that shed there that's got donations written on it. You can just take it, put it right in there, and it will get taken care of. Shelley, we're going to have you back in a little bit closer to the event and let everybody know. We just wanted to get the word out that, you know, you guys are taking donations. And if you've got them, either call out there and talk to them at the Family Support and Children's Justice Center, or just get your donations together and take out there. Shelley, thank you so much once again for coming in today.
Thank you for inviting me today, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.